Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How excited are you for today?
Oh my. When you get 111 square thousand feet to say this is your UFL headquarters, I mean, it's a milestone. This is the day where we've gone from sort of working in this open environment to brick and mortar. So it's a milestone, and I feel blessed that I get to have said the decision of, hey, I want to buy the XFL, and gotten to the point where I can say, welcome to the UFL headquarters. It's very emotional. It's very meaningful.
Talk about what made Texas the right market. You know, you've got team here, Houston, San Antonio. Yes. Like, what makes Texas the big market?
You know, well, first of all, there's the Texas in football, right? That's kind of like one-on-one correlation that Texas in football is a great market. The facilities, the partnership. I would really say that for us, location, but partnership. We were able to find team members here that doubled down on our vision right from the beginning. I mean, from when we started at the XFL, when we were just putting our roots down, and that passion for our vision, that sort of entrepreneurial appetite, that lives in this state. So it makes it so much easier for us to do our job here.
What's it like now looking at, like, you're expanding that too?
Oh, yes. Expansion. I mean, it was so fun when we sent out our RFPs to begin the process of looking for our additional cities. We're deep into that now. That is that natural next step. The idea, you know, the idea of going from 8 to 10 teams, more athletes, growing it, it's exciting. We've had so much success with our athletes with 8 to see that we can have a greater impact, that we can maybe we'll go back to some cities we've been before. Just that opportunity to expand, it's what the UFL is about.
Talk a little bit about the benefit of having the NFL as an ally.
Of course. The NFL has always been an ally for it. I mean, to get into, I would never have started, and all of my executive team would never have started if we weren't of that like mindset, which is partnership and elevating the game for everyone. But having, you know, Troy Vincent was here, the support of Roger Goodell, the support of the entire league, just allows us to do more and to think bigger, because they have needs, we have needs, and at the end of the day, it's about our players in the game. We have the flexibility to dive into and explore with more ease because we own all the teams and make changes that benefit not only the game but benefit our partners. And they have legacy, right? So we have so many of our coaches, so much of our coaching staff has come from the NFL. Many of our reps this past few years have gone up to the NFL. So that's the ecosystem, and that's how it should be.